Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today it's not just going to be mind power, it's going to be body power. Why? Hey, sun's coming out, folks, in some parts of the country, and we're thinking summer, but we want to get into shape. And my guest today is one of my favorite people, Teresa Tapp, and we're going to be talking about getting fit and looking good. And you don't have to run 50-mile marathons. Thank you very much. Hi, Teresa. Welcome
to
the show.
Thank you.
Teresa, I wanted to give you some good news, first of all, because I have been using your program, but I wanted my listeners to know, and I haven't been diligent about this, but I have toned up 21 inches overall.
Woohoo!
And I have just been so impressed with the T-Tap method. And I talked to my girlfriend last week, and she is one of these tall, willowy people. And you look at her and you say, right, you really have a problem with tone. You've got to be kidding me. But she said, yes, I do. She's toned up 6 inches, and she has found that she is getting rid of her double chin. Her teenage daughter made a comment, Mom, you're losing that double chin. And then I've got another friend that's been doing it, and she is in her middle 70s. And she didn't even want to measure herself. So what she did, she went shopping, and she'd been doing it for, about a month, 6 weeks. And she was down a pant size. Teresa, this is exciting stuff.
That just shows it's never too late. Your body is an amazing machine that if you learn how to move it right, it can tighten and tone and cinch in those inches again, regardless of fitness level or age. I mean, even like your willowy friend, I used to work in the fashion industry for over 18 years in Europe, and you'd see these willowy thin models, and when they would start T-tapping, it would just blow their mind that the scale wouldn't change, but they would receive definition along their arms and triceps and thighs and literally have a little bit looser pant in the waistband or along the saddlebag area, that they were predestined to gain in those areas, but by doing it while they were willowy thin, they created muscles that act like girdles that are going to stay that way the rest of their life. Yet, your friend in her mid-70s, how cool is that? Within a month to 6 weeks, she dropped a pant size. So it shows it's never too late, never
it's
too early,
never
too late.
And one of the things that I think is so important about T-Tap is that when you do it, it is not something that you, if you have a tenderness in the knees and you have certain problems maybe with your shoulders, whatever, this is not going to be done. You're not out here to beat anybody else up. You're there to work the body. And that's something that you're very, very clear about, is that people work out according to how comfortable they are. You know, it's very important. If they can only do one rep, that's all they do.
And right. As long as you do your own personal best ability, which can change from day to day or month to month.
Oh, yes.
Because we all have our highs and lows or levels of stress or travel. But if we would just do these exercises that are all in the workout program and in the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes, if that means one rep, like you said, or four reps, it's just that you never have to do more than 8 reps. And you never increase the reps, and you never add stretchy bands or weights. But if you do it to your own personal best, you get results.
Yes, and you've got all kinds of different programs. But there's something that's been coming up quite a bit in conversation with my friends. And, in fact, last week we were talking for just a few minutes, and we were going to talk about cellulite. And you have got a real understanding about, first of all, what this is, how it evolves, how someone can be pencil slim. I saw a young lady yesterday. She had to have been in her 20s, the most exquisite figure, and yet she had these dimples in her thighs. She was not fat. She is not fat. But there it is. And I thought, my goodness, maybe it's going to happen to her like it happened to me. you put on a few pounds and those dimples become accentuated in a horrible way. So let's talk about the situation with cellulite and why does it occur with women? Why don't men get it? My husband has the most gorgeous legs and looks fabulous in shorts, and I just look at him just totally disgusted. So just tell us, what is it? Why is it so, why is it such a horrific thing that we gals have to deal with?
Well, it's a plague. I call it the battle of the bumps. Again, from being in the fashion industry and being over in Europe, where these girls are paid to at least look like body perfection, I've seen enough very thin models that once the clothes were off, let me tell you, they look a lot better when the clothes are on, because they battle cellulite just as much as someone post-baby or a female during menopausal years when the hormones spike, or when we gain a few pounds here or there during a holiday season. So fat, yes, it's fat, but it's not just fat. When men who don't have a clue, and they always say, well, if you just exercise more and eat less fat, you'll get rid of cellulite. Now, if it were that simple, we'd have already won the war. There's just many, many factors. That's why I call it a plague. It's not just one factor, and everyone has to do their own trial and error. And so within my TTAP system, I created a body brushing program called the CRT system, and the CRT just means cellulite removal technique, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But body brushing is not something I invented. But in Europe, they start girls brushing at age 12, right about when hormones start to change. And the way I talk about body brushing is it's exercise for the skin. Because one thing that happens is some of us with our genetics might have thinner skin than others. And I do a whole seminar on the truth about cellulite. It comes free with my workout programs. But if anybody were to request it after listening to this radio program, all they have to do is pay postage and I'll send it to them, okay? So we can get into the specifics as an outline right now. But body brushing is exercise for the skin, because if you have like genetically Irish, English, that skin is thinner and it tends to age more than somebody who has German genetics or has more pigment, okay? Like Italians, Afro-Americans, they might have a little bit thicker skin, but that doesn't mean they won't get cellulite, because I'm sure you've seen somebody who has a color also with the
mm-hmm.
bumps.
Absolutely.
But by brushing the skin, you bring blood flow to the skin, and blood and circulation bring nutrients to the cells so that they can repair and regenerate, and just like muscles get thinner and looser as we age, skin will start to atrophy if you don't exercise it. And traditional exercise moves the muscles but not the skin, so you need to skin brush. I have it done in a special pattern on my CRT brushing DVD because it brings into the lymphatic system a little bit more detail. Okay, the lymph system, in my opinion, is one of the most important pieces to the puzzle to control cellulite for good. The lymphatic system is a whole set of vessels throughout your whole body that are right next to every blood vessel, except while the blood takes the nutrients into the cell, the lymphatic system is your elimination system. It takes the trash out. But we don't have a heart to pump the lymph fluid like we have a heart that pumps the blood. So when you're brushing your skin, the heart helps bring and pump that blood right to the surface. But with the lymphatic system, you need to work in a certain pattern because muscles move lymph. And unfortunately, with all of the chemical calories that we consume and the diet this and the anti-sugar sweetener that, these tend to clog up our lymph system if we're not maintaining daily walking or some type of an exercise program or rebounding. TTAP is a very comprehensive lymphatic workout because I originally created it for cancer patients who need to keep their lymph system clear with all of the chemicals that they have to endure to kill the cancer. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So back to body brushing in a special lymphatic pattern will help you help the body help itself move the cellular toxicity on out. So you tighten the skin with the blood and nutrients in, and you get the trash out. Along with that is that you do need to maintain an aerobic conditioned body. Cardiac conditioning is important in battling cellulite. Now, that doesn't mean we all have to do miles or kilometers of running. Walking or aerobic-type workouts such as T-Tap, step away the inches, walk away the pounds. There's lots of aerobic conditioning that one can do to maintain a healthy heart so that you're getting, at a resting rate, optimal blood flow through your body. The same way with lymphatic. Yes, you can brush your body in a lymphatic way, but you need to learn how to create muscle activation while you stand or sit so that you move the lymph so it doesn't get sluggish into your fingers and ankles and feet. See, if you don't move the muscle, everything, if there's not a heart to move it, then it's going to go where gravity pulls it, which is why many times young models in their early 20s start to have swollen fingers and ankles when they eat a little too much pasta or drink a little bit too much soda or wine. That's sluggish lymph system. Okay, so those factors add to it. Then the other thing is sugar and inflammation. Sugar is one of the most acidic things you can take. Now, I'm not talking about the calories consumed by sugar. We can burn that off. But if you create an over-acidic environment in your body, mm-hmm. most people understand acid alkalinity these days. Unfortunately, when people started to have these all-protein, no-carbohydrate diets,
mm-hmm.
okay, meat and sugar are the highest acidic pH. So if a person doesn't eat their carbs, if they don't get their veggies, which are alkaline, you're going to have an over-acidic environment, and you're going to set your body up to get more cellulite. This is really sad. I don't know about you or your listeners, but I like to look at the National Enquirer when I'm waiting in the line at the grocery store. Just recently, did you see the cellulite issue?
No, don't think I did, but I can tell you, I think the photographers just absolutely jump up and down with joy when they can find someone that's put on weight. But, you know, come to think of it, I believe I have seen some of the front photo shots of these different people at different weights where they mm-hmm. said, this is a cellulite problem. Yes.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up, and I have, my heart really hurts for any celebrity, because I agree with you, the paparazzi's hiding behind every corner just hoping to get a bad shot at a bad angle so they can sell a whole bunch of those newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the grocery store last week, and I, of course, opened it to look to see how they're real people just like you and me, here was this picture of Michelle Barton, who's a very nice, beautiful young lady and actress. She's 22 years old. She probably had one of the worst cases of cellulite I've ever seen, and this camera caught it. And I wanted to say, look, ladies out there, just because you're in your 20s, doesn't mean you can just eat anything and do these all-protein, no-carbohydrate diets, because you weaken your whole cellular network. We're designed to eat carbohydrates, fat, and protein. We need all three pieces of those nutrients in our body to protect it from being broken down from an over-acidic environment, which weakens the skin, and then the bumps will push right through because you've destroyed your collagen on the inside of your body. And it just made me want to cry, because I know a lot of teenagers and 20-year-olds who do these all-protein, low-calorie diets, because the scale might show that the weight's off, but what they don't realize, a lot of that's water weight, and as soon as they start eating carbs again, they'll gain the weight back. But worse, if they destroy their collagen and intramuscular ability to keep a smooth silhouette, now they're going to battle the bumps worse the rest of their life. But with knowing how to eat, body brushing, and doing T-Tap exercises, only 15 minutes a day is all you need. And as you just shared with people that you know, your body can rebuild that internal muscle like girdles to cinch in the inches, smooth out the bumps, and control cellulite, if not eliminate it. It all depends on individual genetic factors, but I will put my name out there that it is the only manual system that you totally have control where you can look better than you ever thought you could without resorting to real expensive liposuction treatments or these Endomojo Lee treatments.
Oh, they are just horrific. Just knowing what some people have gone through to be able to eliminate it, and then they find that it's not gone. It's still there.
And it sometimes gets worse.
Oh, absolutely. There's just so much that we don't understand about the body. And what you've mentioned about the dieting, that is something I know that has been a part of my life since I was 5 years of age. I mean, that was just introduced when I was a little tiny tyke, because there was a member of my family that they just had this thing that starvation is the way you go, and it does make a difference. I can say to any young woman, you really need to be aware, but it is interesting what you've said about the high-protein diets because of the breakdown of the collagen under the skin. I don't think I've ever heard anybody mention that before.
Well, when you have, because protein, now vegetable protein not as much, but animal protein, and most of those high-protein diets really promote unlimited consumption of chicken, beef, pork, bacon. Okay, they're talking about any kind of animal protein. They're not just saying soy and of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very acidic. And that's why our bodies are designed to have vegetables at the same time to neutralize that pH factor. Well, Dr. Perricone, he's the doctor that most people and readers have learned that his anti-aging programs take into account. He proved to the American Medical Association that inflammation is the precursor to disease and that inflammation creates havoc on our whole internal network. It makes our bodies age much faster, and we can get situations like arthritic joints and chronic fatigue. He just goes into how powerful inflammation is on our body. Well, inflammation comes from an over-acidic environment. So if somebody eats too much sugar and too much animal protein without enough of the carbohydrate veggies to neutralize that acidic nature, or exercise to eliminate it, but you still have to have the nutrients to neutralize it, you're going to break down your cellular levels. The toxic levels will break down and your skin will start to age, your whole infrastructure will start to age, and you'll lose skin elasticity, you'll start to get wrinkles, you'll start to get saggy skin, and yes, indeed, you will get more cellulite.
Now, something that we wanted to address, too, today was the spot reduction. And I know there are many women, especially as they get older, that they start sagging around the arms, and then there are those of us that have battled with the side saddlebags on the thighs, where if we could microwave them away, we'd just be tickled pink. I'm still waiting for that invention, Teresa, where I can step in and say, take an inch off here and smooth that there. But that isn't going to come for a long time. Logan's Run is more fantasy than reality. But what I want to ask you is, let's address that. Let's give some support to some women that maybe they're, and men, but men don't seem to have as much of a problem with this, although I have seen men get flabby, too. But they're different. But it doesn't happen with the soft tissue with them typically as it does with us.
They're not dealing with estrogen, and estrogen is a fat-producing hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, men do have estrogen levels, okay, but their testosterone and progesterone are in greater balance to the estrogen, whereas we women, you know, that's our primary hormone.
Right.
So we have this fat-producing hormone in our system that, if our hormones get out of balance, which they do not just each month, but daily, depending on what's happening in the way of stress, because stress creates cortisol, which slam dunks our progesterone, which then makes us estrogen dominant, which then our body makes fat. It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, men do get that spare tire, and they'll start to get back fat from muscle inactivation.
Yes.
Okay, but that could be like, let me move forward to help our listeners understand how to target tone areas of concern, because yes, you can. If you understand how to use TTAP technique within daily activity, so in addition to learning the TTAP workout in one of the DVDs or in my book, you can use these TTAP muscle activation techniques in any type of activity, like I said earlier, while you're standing, sitting in a chair, or during another type of workout. Muscle activation is the secret to success to target trim or target tone in area of concern. And when people tell me they can't spot reduce, I go, oh, yes, you can, because my man can spot reduce 6 inches in 60 seconds off his waistline. All it takes is a pretty girl to walk by, and he sucks it in. It can't breathe, but if I take the tape measure, it's about 6 inches less than what it was before the girl walked into the area, right?
Right.
Okay, that's called girdle strength to cinch in. Okay, why not learn how to activate your muscles to work like girdles to cinch in that area of concern. And I used to teach this to the models. So while they would get in front of the camera and they might have a target area of concern on the outside of their thigh, sometimes called the saddlebag, and I will show them a muscle activation technique that will literally take 1/4 to 1/2 inch off their thighs in 60 seconds. So now it looks better for the picture. Okay, mind you, some airbrush these days. Back in the old days when I was doing this, they didn't do the airbrushing. And so they would tuck, twist, and tighten, and sure enough, they would target trim those saddlebags. And by doing this muscle activation daily while they stand, they sit, and move, they create muscles like girdles to hold it in all the time, and then eventually muscles burn off fat. So if there is any target areas of fat accumulation, you can trim it off with the newfound muscle built in that area. So let's take it a step further so your listeners can understand what I just said. If everyone, okay, now if you're driving, please don't, okay, but anyone who's at home, if you stand up right where you're at, and if you assume your stance, most women stand with all of their weight in one leg, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever leg you're standing on is probably a half inch to a full inch bigger than the other leg because it's used to holding your body weight more than the other leg. And also, if you're a longer torso short leg, meaning the hourglass figure, this leg will have a saddlebag more pronounced than the other leg. But here's how you can target trim that upper thigh to cinch in a half inch to a full inch depending on your body type. The first thing is creating muscle activation at the knee, because right now with all of your weight on that leg, 10 to 1, everyone's knee is straight, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's straight and it's kind of turned into the big toe, which means if your knee is turned in, so is the hip joint. And if you turn in the hip joint, you inactivate the muscle to where it gets more loose and less of a girdle at the upper thigh, as well as on the inside of the knee. So if everyone were just to bend their knee just enough to feel the muscles activate right above the kneecap. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, now let's take it up to the upper part of the thigh. So that knee is softly bent. I want you to think to tuck till you feel your tummy tighten. And what you're doing is you're tucking your tailbone under, which activates the muscles that attach to your lower spine to your hip ball joint. So you just tuck that tailbone under like a doggy tucks its tail just till you feel your tummy, your abs activate. Okay. Now from here, don't look at your feet. Just keep your ribs up. I want you to tune in to create muscle activation at the hip ball joint. So the knee is softly bent. The tailbone's tucked under. Your ribs are up. Now here's what you do. With that knee, I want you to turn it out, push it out towards the little toe, and you're going to feel the muscles activate at the thigh, outside of the thigh, right where the saddlebag feels. And you'll feel your butt muscle, your glutes tighten a little bit. Do you feel that?
Oh, yes.
And then for those who are really wanting to target trim that area, I want everyone to inhale big, and then during the exhale, tuck a little more of the tailbone and think to twist, turn out at the hip. Okay, now feel how the muscles that ripe right underneath the buttocks, right underneath that butt cheek,
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel that tightening all the way around. And that's what you should do every time you stand with your weight on your leg and watch that area slim and trim away. And right now, for those at home, take the test. Measure it before we activated all those muscles, then measure it after you activated and see if you lost a half an inch or a full inch right in your target area of concern.
Well, I'll tell you, it does make a difference. And when I first found out about the Thigh Buster, I said, oh, boy. But you know what? You can do it standing in line. Nobody knows you're doing it. You can
That's
be
right.
stopping somewhere and just bend the knees, push them out a little bit, tuck to the bun, like you said, tuck the tummy in. And just how long are you supposed to hold? About 30 seconds?
Yep, just 30 seconds in. All you're doing is you're reactivating the muscles, which not only burns calorie, it drops the sugar level, but most important, it keeps the density. It keeps your muscles like girdles to smooth out the lumps and bumps and to have a nice, smooth silhouette. Regardless of how one's weight is or how thin they are, nothing looks worse. Okay, nothing looks worse than lumpy, bumpy skin, regardless if it's a size 2, 12, or 22. I'd rather be a person of size with everything smooth and in the right place up against gravity than to be a lumpy, bumpy size 2. that looks totally unhealthy and saggy. And I've seen it.
Yes. And I think, too, it's just like my friend who found that her double chin was beginning to go away. Part of what is in your workout, and she's committed herself to the 60-day program.
She's in the 60-day challenge. Cool.
Yeah, so she's in the 60-day challenge, and we're keeping tabs on each other, which is a fun thing to do. But what I just so admire about her is that she's really been pretty consistent with it. And for her teenage daughter to notice the change in her, and she's in her 50s. She's in her early 50s, and she's saying, wow, I never thought I could do anything about it because everybody in my family has got it. And so she's got three sisters, and they've all gotten TCAP. So they're all excited about it because they're seeing it with her, and she has one sister that's extremely heavy. And then you have TCAP more for those people that are larger in size that have a more difficult time in moving. Then that is something that you address, too. And you've had people that are size 24 that have been able to lose two dress sizes and even more. They've just found out they develop agility, they're able to tone. So what I think is wonderful about your program, Teresa, is that you are oriented towards whatever a person's situation may be. If they've had physical problems, if they can only exercise when they're sitting down, whatever they may have going on, you have, because of your experience through the years, adapted various programs so that they can be fit. They can have that sense of appreciation for their body, wellness for their body, and you really do address quite a few issues, which I think is just terrific.
Well, you know, it's like everyone deserves to feel good. Not just look good, feel good. And it's all about understanding how to activate muscles and how to move your body like a machine so you don't ever have to have equipment. And you know, it's really fun when people of size who just think, well, my mom was big, my grandma was big, I'm just destined to be big. No, TTAP's a total head to body, fingertip to toe, inside out workout. And I have to share this. This is just amazing because you don't have to do a full hour. The 15-minute workout really does work out, and then just think about doing, you know, these muscle activation secrets throughout the day. Charlotte was a 60-day challenger last year because I do this once a year, and then the winners for the listeners, if they win in their category, they get to come to my annual fitness retreat. So it's like a $1,400 prize. So it's really exciting because if they're picked as a winner in their 60-day challenge, and Charlotte last year was in the more to lose category. She was a size 24.
Mm-hmm.
She has 12 children, ages 2 to 27. She basically was pregnant all of her life. And she doesn't have time. She told me, there's a birthday every month and I eat cake, but I'm tired of always doing for others. I need to do for me because I don't have the same energy like I used to. And I told her, well, yes, you can. And she entered as a size 28. And she started doing the workout whenever she could to her best ability. Well, she won her category last year. She made it to a size 14. Okay,
oh,
the story gets better.
Goodness.
This is even amazing. She did that, and she made that in 60 days. Okay, 60 days to a 14, that's phenomenal. But that also tells me she hadn't really activated her muscles in a long time, because if my man can lose 6 inches just on the weight, and on his waist, and then you start adding all of these other inches together, that's why those clothes sizes dropped. Well, she said she stayed at a 14 for 3 months, like her body plateaued. And I told her that I thought she could honestly be a size 10 based on her skeletal set point. It's something that I go through on a one-on-one basis. Well, she just emailed me. She's going to be flying in for pictures, and we're going to do a TV show together. So it will motivate other moms out there that it's never too late, okay? All of her babies were at least 2 years old to 27. She is now, she stayed at 14 for 3 months. Then she went to a 12. Then she went to a 10. Then she went to an 8. Then she went to a 6.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
And she's now in the less to lose category just to show, to see, to find. She goes, I'm going to do it again. I go, honey, you look amazing. She goes, I just want to show everyone. And she even wore something that bared her belly to show ab definition. If she can get her abs back after delivering 12 individual babies, no twins, I would say yes, you can to anyone.
Well, I know we are out of time here, Teresa. That is so, oh my goodness, that is
marvelous. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's exciting. Now, you are offering the CRT system, which is the cellular release treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got that DVD, and where do they call? How do they? I know we go to your website, ttap.com. Is there a number people can call to get a copy?
Yes, let me go ahead and give a special 1-800 number on this one.
Okay.
So that they call the telephone number. You can go to ttap.com and read up more about it. But the special 1-800 number, 800-342-0717.
Okay. 342-800-342-0717.
And I will let anyone who calls in on that and says that they heard about it on the Donna Sebo Show, and this will be good through the end of July. Okay, so that gives everyone 2 months to get, I mean, it's May right now, but it gives 2 months. So
mm-hmm.
through July of 2008, a 30% discount.
Wow. Okay. And a 30% discount on what product?
On the CRT skin tightening system.
Okay.
And that includes the brush, the directions, the DVD, some bonus exercises to target trim areas of concern, plus the nutrients to help make it go even faster, the premium blend alfalfa and the fiber tox, which aren't necessary, okay, because people can get just the book. I mean, they can get just the DVD and the brush
mm-hmm.
at 30% off. Anything to do with cellulite, you get 30% off just because they listen to your show.
Wonderful. Okay, well, you've heard it right here. Now, don't forget her book, Thick and Fabulous, in 15 minutes. Lose up to 2 sizes in 4 weeks, and you just heard the story of Charlotte. This is not monkey business, ladies and gentlemen. This really works. And for you gals, if you're busy like me, and all you've got is 15 minutes, it really works. Teresa, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Again.
I can't wait to see you.
Okay. Bye-bye. This is
Bye-bye.
Donna Sebo, and we're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. More good things to share.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. If you're a first time listening to the Donna Sebo Show, I'm so pleased that you're able to join us. And if you want to call in and chat with me, I only require a few things. One is your first name or your initial, and then, of course, I love to know where you're calling from. We've had calls from Spain, Jamaica, Paris, throughout the United States. I always like to know where you're calling from. Now, here are the telephone numbers. And by the way, all I need is that, and then after I finish telling you what I perceive, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Okay, here are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. So just give me a buzz, and I'll be delighted to give you my perceptions about you or whatever's going on in your life. Finances, finances, finances. Gracious sakes, don't we all have to deal with that on one level or the other? I've been through cycles, as I'm sure you have, where things just flow beautifully, and other times it's like, take a deep breath in. You know, Teresa talked about sucking in 6 inches just to make your waist smaller. Well, sometimes you have to suck in really deep with finances. And there are so many people who are perhaps out of work, or they're between situations, or maybe they've just had a new family member that has been born, or there's illnesses. There's just always something, isn't there, that you have to deal with financially? Well, here are a few tidbits that I thought I would share with you today. Melinda Weinstein is a woman who really likes to help people declutter their financial stuff. And she said, you've got to spring clean those financial files of yours. If you're like me, you've got boxes of records that you keep because that's what you're supposed to do. And I know every once in a while I have to go in and purge files. I love shredders for that very purpose. By the way, shredders are very inexpensive, and they're handy to have. When you're going to declutter your files, have one sitting next to you and just let it rip. And don't forget to buy the oil that you put across a piece of paper, because after so many hours when you're shredding, your shredder seems to get arthritis of its shredding case. So what you want to do is have an oil, and any of your business supply places will have it. You just put a streak of that oil across a piece of paper, put it in, and bingo, everything's up and running really, really well. Well, she said, you only need to keep certain things a month or less. ATM slips and credit card receipts. You only have to hold on to these wallet stuffers until you verify that your account has been billed or credited correctly. And that means that you can wait until you receive your monthly statement or checking your online account. Now, I would say with business receipts, be thoughtful about that, because sometimes it's hard to go back after a certain period of time and prove things. And I have been audited. It's been a number of years ago, but I remember I had to take in all those receipts, and they were like 3 years back. So you want to be sure that if you have a business or you're claiming medical, just hang on to those. Utility phone and cable bills. Well, if you've gotten your new bill, then toss the old one. But first make sure the company has recorded your last bill as paid. That's very, very important. And again, if you're in business, you want to be sure, if you've got a home-based business, that you are very thoughtful about what you throw away, because you may need to prove whatever you do. And lots of times your checks aren't returned anymore, depending on who you're banking with. Everything is going electronic. But it's always, for my positioning, just be on the safe side. Now, 1 year. Credit card statements, the only reason to hold on to a credit card statement longer than 1 year is that it lists a big buy, such as a major appliance or maybe fine jewelry. In that case, you'll want to store it with your insurance documents. And should you ever need to make an insurance or warranty claim, you'll have proof of both the purchase and the price. And I really like that suggestion. Have you ever found that something came up and you needed to get, or maybe you wanted to have something replaced because it was damaged? I had an opal ring once where the opal just suddenly shattered. So I had it on my insurance policy, but I didn't have to prove to an insurance company that is. It depends on what kind of policy you've got, because I had it on a separate billing. I had that as a floater. All of whatever jewelry I have and certain things, you need to talk to your insurance agent to make sure that you know exactly how to insure things, because if something happens, you may need to have that separate floater, and you pay for replacement cost value. So that's very, very important. And if you have a copy of the receipt, the purchase price, you may also need to have an appraisal of something. If you have anything that's an antique, whatever, put it on a separate floater, because a lot of things aren't covered under your basic homeowner's policy. So you want to do that. But I really like her suggestion about having both the purchase receipt and their price there, so that if you needed proof of that, that's a good thing. Let me share with you one lady that I used to buy antiques from many years ago. She'd been an antique dealer for a long time. She did appraisals, and she always made sure that she kept a copy of whatever appraisal she gave to someone, because there had been instances during the many years as an antique dealer that things came up. People had fires, so she always had a copy available. And that came in very, very handy for more than one of her clients. Not that often, but let's face it, all you need is one situation. And sometimes insurance companies can be a little touchy. They'll say, no, 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 that wasn't covered. And if you don't have your policy and if they've lost it, I had an insurance company that I've been with. They said, you know what, we've got your floater for everything, but we don't have any of the individual listings on the jewelry. So these are things that you have to pay attention to. They had put data entry in, but it wasn't put in properly. And a whole batch of information was missing. Bank statements. People don't always account for budget busters like car repairs, dental emergencies, and boiler breakdowns. But by reviewing your yearly spending, you can better incorporate them into your spending plan. Also, another reason to keep your statements, now that banks are no longer returning canceled checks, the copies may be the only way you can prove payment on certain tax-deductible expenses. Now, if you're getting your statements online, you might want to print out copies for your records, since bank policies differ as to how long they hold them. Also, pay stubs, you want to save those until you receive your W-2 or 1099, because that can protect you from overpaying on your taxes. How can it do that? Well, occasionally employers will make mistakes in reporting income to the IRS, and while pay stubs keep adding how much you've made as the year goes on, holding on to each slip can bolster your case by showing exactly when the math went wrong. Plus, if you're applying for a loan, the lender is going to need copies of your past month's pay to give you the rate that you deserve. Tax returns, big thing, 7 years. The IRS, according to the law, is supposed to only take 3 years to audit your return. But if they suspect you've underreported your income by more than 25%, that so-called period of limitations is doubled. So be safe. Hold on to all your tax documents as well as any support material for at least 7 years. Ms. Weinstein said a year after she filed, when she said she and her husband received notice that they owed more money, she said, luckily I had the 1099 that was in question, so we were able to get everything figured out. Real estate records, buying and selling, can affect capital gains taxes you pay, so you'll want to keep any papers for at least 7 years until the IRS's statute of limitations runs out. Keep all real estate papers in case any issues ever arise. Investment statements, home upgrade records, keep them as long as you own them. And retirement contributions, you never let those records disappear. You take care of them. Well, we're going to take a break for just a moment. Hey, give me a buzz if you want to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're coming back in just a moment.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I'm here. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Just give me a buzz. Are you a chocoholic? Well, I don't think I'm quite a chocoholic, but I love this stuff. Well, the warmer months are coming, and how would you like a recipe for a scrumptious chocolate drink? Real chocolate. Nothing phony about this stuff. It is totally refreshing. So I have got ingredients for 2 cold chocolate drinks. Actually, it's a chocolate ice cream soda and a chocolate milkshake. And they both have a different, drinking texture to them. So let me share it. And I was going to share this the other day, but got busy with phone calls and that kind of thing. But let me do this with you. And it's so simple. Now, this is what you're going to need for the milkshake. You're going to need 2 cups of ice-cold milk, 3 tablespoons of drinking chocolate powder, and 3 scoops of chocolate ice cream, and unsweetened cocoa powder just to dust it for decoration if you so choose. That is an optional. Now, this is what you do for the milkshake. You want to take half of the ice-cold milk and put it into a blender. You add the chocolate powder to the blender and 1 scoop of the chocolate ice cream. You blend it until the mixture is really frothy and well mixed. Then you stir in the remaining cold milk and you place the remaining 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream into 2 serving glasses and carefully pour your icy cold chocolate milk over the ice cream. And then you sprinkle a little bit of the unsweetened cocoa, if you want to, over the top of each drink. Of course, you're going to serve it right at once. Now, the chocolate ice cream soda, well, what you're going to need for that is 5 tablespoons of chocolate dessert sauce. Sounds pretty good already. Some soda water. 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream. Heavy cream, whipped or dark milk chocolate, grated. So the heavy cream, you've got to whip it up a little bit. Now, you can use a ready-made chocolate dessert sauce, or I have got a dessert sauce, but I really don't have the time, I don't think. Let me see. Oh, yes, I do. So I'll give you the recipe for chocolate dessert sauce. Yes, I will do that for you. Now, you want to take your dessert sauce. Let me finish the recipe, and then I'll give you the recipe for the dessert sauce. You take your chocolate dessert sauce, you divide it in half, put it between 2 glasses, and then you add a little bit of soda water to each glass and stir to combine the sauce and the soda water. Place a scoop of the ice cream in each glass and top up with more soda water. And you place a large dollop of whipped cream on the top if you so desire. And of course, sprinkle with a little bit of grated dark or milk chocolate. Now, here is, let me make sure I've got it here. Here is your hot chocolate sauce. Yes, good stuff. Well, if you're not salivating by now, you're just not a chocolate person. This is what you're going to need. 1 tablespoon of unsweetened cocoa, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, 3 tablespoons of milk, 1 1/2 ounces of dark chocolate, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1/2 cup of light corn syrup, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Now, it's so easy to do. All you have to do is mix your unsweetened cocoa and cornstarch in a bowl. Then stir in the milk. You break the dark chocolate into pieces and place in a pan with the butter and light corn syrup. And you heat this mixture gently. And you keep stirring it until it's well blended. I like using a whisk when I'm doing it. That way it stays nice and smooth. And then you add your cocoa mixture and bring it to a boil over gentle heat. And stirring, simmer it for 1 minute, then remove from the heat and stir in your vanilla extract. Yum. Good stuff. So you can make your own, use that chocolate sauce, or you can buy one. It doesn't make any difference. You know, there's all those yummy, more yummy flavors that they have with chocolate, amaretto or whatever you like. But this is something that is so easy to make. Both of these drinks, chocolate milkshake or chocolate ice cream soda. Yum. Good stuff. Anything chocolate, typically, you just can't beat it. And what a way to go. Well, I also wanted to share with you something that I just thought was amazing. People that are in jail, you know, these criminals, they just don't have a whole lot to do many times. So they are filing lawsuits right and left. And here are some of the grounds given for the lawsuits. These are people behind bars. They have broken the law. They're filing lawsuits about their toilet seat is too cold, prison doesn't offer salad bars, cruel and unusual punishment due to the limit on the number of Kool-Aid refills allowed, and then a defective haircut resulted in lost sleep, headaches, and chest pains. And the last one is didn't receive scheduled parole hearing while opt on escape during the time of the hearing. Ooh! Oh, well, if we didn't have something to talk about, what would we do? I wanted to give you some tips about pests, too. I don't know about you, but in my part of the country, in the Pacific Northwest, we have had some real, real strange weather. We've had sleet, we've had snow, we've had all kinds of wonderful experiences with winter in the middle of spring. And here we are, almost in the month of June, we've had all this stuff. Well, we finally got some fabulous days of weather, and now we've got these wonderful storms that have come in that have totally thrown that wonderful experience out the window, and all in less than 12 hours. And then, bingo, I'm out walking with my Scotties, and here are hordes of mosquitoes. Yes, baby mosquitoes that are just hatching. We think, wait a minute, we had a pretty cold period here. Where are you coming from? Well, all they need is a little bit of sun, and they come to life. Well, I learned something about garlic. Now, garlic apparently camouflages your body's scent. That's a big surprise. All of us have had experience with garlic. So mosquitoes won't track you down if you have it. Now, what you do, I don't recommend you go out and eat a whole bunch of garlic because nobody's going to talk to you. But what you do is take 2 crushed garlic cloves to a pint of water, let it sit overnight, strain, and then spritz around the outdoor of your house. Not on you, but on the outdoors. Get rid of those pesky little buzzers. They are unbelievably unpleasant, and they seem to think they like me a lot. I don't like mosquitoes. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about sitting on your nest egg. Yes, money's going to be the topic tomorrow. Don't want you to miss it. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Look for that shining opportunity that's sitting there right on the corner waiting for you. If you don't pay attention, you may just miss it. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.